Good morning. Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today, Tuesday morning podcast. It's the 22nd of October, 2024. Eric Pfeiffer is here with the news, including a fall fertilizer suggestion as harvest gets closer to a close. And do you know about the Corporate Transparency Act? You should. I'm Andy Eubank, and the Hat Podcast today is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit FFBT.com to learn more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here today, too. He expects some clouds, but probably not much, if any, rain. And corn and bean futures gains yesterday. We have John Zanker here with market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today, Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at FFBT.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualifying attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save 10%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
Prioritizing fall field work and late paperwork could mean prison time? I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today. Weather has remained cooperative, and for many, harvest is either complete or rapidly approaching the finish line. North Central Indiana Pioneer agronomist Brian Early says it's time to start prioritizing fall fertilization and fall applied herbicides. Early believes there's not a lot of dry fertilizer going on this year with the economics being what they are, but he's encouraging you to consider a fall potash application.
There's been some work by North Dakota State and Purdue as well showing the difference between fall fertilization of potash and spring, because potash is potassium chloride with no separate in the soil. Our crops don't need the chloride. Chloride's not something we want in the soil. So getting that on in the fall, we're a pretty good buffer between planting in the spring, has unlocked some bushels. So where people might not be thinking about putting on some fertilizer on some ground that you know is going to soybeans next year, I would probably think pretty hard about getting some potash on in the fall.
Weeds are always every farmer's battle. Early says that this year, like previous years, really showed the value of getting something on in the fall.
You don't have to spend a lot of money. You knock out those winter annuals. Those winter annuals are a bridge to keep this nematode going well into the season when it's warm like this. And then they just keep the soil wet and moist and cold in the spring. So by knocking them out, you get nice warm soils. The other thing is the fall programs, there's a little bit of residual in some of those products. So you can keep some of your weeds at bay and give you some pretty nice flexibility getting into the even the post applications on corn or beans next year when, you know, you get into late May or early June.
Hear the full Hat interview with Early at HoosierAgToday.com. You can get in touch with your Pioneer representative to start putting a plan together for next year by visiting pioneer.com/findmyrep. Over 230,000 farms face a January 1st deadline to submit documents to the Treasury Department under the Corporate Transparency Act.
The Corporate Transparency Act was passed in 2021 to combat illegal activities going through shell businesses. So money laundering, organized crime funding, things of that nature.
That's Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist with Farm Bureau. She says the act applies to many types of small businesses.
The Corporate Transparency Act covers all small registered businesses. So under 20 employees or $5 million in cash receipts. And then if you file an incorporating document with your state business authority, so LLCs, limited partnerships, or corporations.
It's not just farmers that have to worry about the deadline. Many feed and supply stores, crop marketers like grain elevators, and the greater rural business community are also likely required to file their beneficial owner information.
If you're unsure whether you fall under the authority of the act or not, check with your accountants and your attorneys and just make sure that you're in compliance and that you're filing correctly.
The penalties for not filing by the deadline are steep, including potential prison time. Ayoub says owners can be anyone with a significant role in an organization.
It qualifies under beneficial ownership information, which covers more than just legal owners. It also includes anyone with managerial control over day-to-day operations. It could be family members if they have control over the company and are on the registration documents, or it could be non-family members. It covers a wide variety of owners.
According to Farm Bureau's Market Intel report, with just 3 months left to register, only 11% of the estimated 30 million companies that fall under the filing requirements have successfully filed. You can read more at fb.org. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Got a dry outlook for the balance of your Tuesday. Probably seeing a little bit of cloud cover trying to sneak in here, but I don't think it gives us any precipitation. The clouds that we expect later this afternoon and evening are the remains of a weather system that kicked out of the Four Corners region late weekend, spent yesterday and today moving across the Central Plains and Iowa, Missouri, Illinois. By the time it reaches the Illinois-Indiana line here close to sunset, I don't think there's anything left except cloud cover. So some clouds overnight tonight, but that is it. Temperatures are going to start to pull back ever so slightly. Tomorrow still looks sunny and warm, but not as warm as what we're seeing here today. We are dry for Thursday as well, a little bit on the cooler side. And then moving into Friday, a frontal boundary comes in, gives us some scattered showers, anywhere from a few hundreds to maybe a few tenths, 5 or 6 tenths maximum. Coverage will be about 60 to 75% of the Hoosier State. Better chances downstate than farther north, but I don't want to rule anybody out at this point. I can say that by late afternoon, we should be done with the moisture on a Friday. Clouds break up overnight Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, dry. Not warm, though. High pressure, Canadian high pressure, trying to settle in over the Great Lakes region, so we're definitely cooler in all areas for the weekend. Next week, we start with southwest flow again, bumping temperatures up significantly. That's ahead of our next weather system that brings rain to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region already Tuesday. Overnight Tuesday night through Wednesday, rain and thunderstorms over the rest of Indiana. I think we can be looking at anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain. Potential for some strong thunderstorms in there as we move from Wednesday into early Halloween morning. Behind that, a couple days worth of break, but I think we have another weather system trying to head our way for the second into the third. That's a look at your forecast update. Have a great rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Corn and beans, solid, and wheat falls off at the end of trade. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. Settlements from Monday trade coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. For that, I spoke with John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities, near the end of the session. John, a higher day all around until wheat fell off just a little bit, but corn and beans started higher, stayed that way, got a little help after the open from a pretty good export sales report. Where was the corn and bean support coming from early on, though?
Well, we didn't see much hedge pressure over the weekend, and we came out of the box last night a little bit higher. and just worked a little bit higher through the early morning hours. And there's not going to be really much hedge pressure now in soybeans with that harvest wrapping up, but there's still a bunch of corn out there, Andy. And the elevators are starting to run short on space. And so, you know, we'll see some more hedge pressure, but I think there was a bit of a surprise that the hedge pressure wasn't a little greater than it was. And then we had a good export shipment report for both corn and beans, bad for wheat, but corn above expectations, wheat or soybeans at 89 million, which is always going to be a big number. And so it's just maintain some support in here, and we'll see how it, see if it can hold on through the week. But boy, there's a bunch of corn out there still to harvest, and there's not much going to happen here anytime soon to slow it down.
The dollar index up about 450 points as you and I speak, just before the market close. So that would normally apply a little bit of pressure or headwind on the markets. Doesn't seem to be materializing that way on Monday. Crude oil, though, up over a dollar and a half. Was that helpful?
Yeah, certainly helpful. And we were seeing, I think it was down early on, and the markets were still a little bit higher, so it hasn't had a big impact on things. But soy oil's having a really good day, so maybe there's a little bit of support coming from that.
Talk about some yield numbers that you're hearing around Indiana.
Big.
We expected big. Are they as big as expected?
Not all the time. You know, we had some really good yields last year, obviously, and some farmers are coming up a little bit short of that, and that's almost entirely due to the last 2 to 3 weeks. Last 2 to 3 weeks in August and tar spot. Indiana is as bad a state as any when it comes to tar spot, and even those that got after the fungicide early still probably saw some losses in those fields. But and then it comes down to hybrids. Some hybrids respond better to fungicide than others, and some hang in a little bit better with the late dryness. So I was talking to a producer this morning that is going to see record yields better than last year on corn by about 5 bushels to the acre, and a yield north of 250. So I've got a customer south of Danville, Illinois, that's currently averaging close to 280 on corn after averaging 87.6 on soybeans. But offsetting that, there certainly are some pockets in both Illinois and Indiana, people that we work with, where yields are going to be a little on the disappointing side, but still good.
John Zanker there with his market analysis. John at Risk Management Commodities, and the number is 866-837-9027. Now the Monday settlements: December corn 409.5, up 4.75; March up 4.25, 423.25; and May up 4 cents, 430.5; 11 cents higher. November beans 981; January 989.75, up 7 cents. March up 5.75 at 10.02. Down a half cent on December wheat, 572.25. The meats were mixed. December live cattle, 186.82, down a half dollar. And December lean hogs up 45 cents, 78.27. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.